Welcome to FrontStretch.com's Stock Car Scoop. I'm Brian Nolan. Here are three things you need to know. Number one, Byron goes back to back. William Byron won his second straight eNASCAR iRacing Pro Invitational Series race on Sunday afternoon at the virtual Richmond Raceway, holding off a late charge by Timmy Hill to take the victory. Ryan Preece led the first 60 laps before Byron took over, and he never let up. There's two big incidents throughout the race, the first one being Matt DiBenedetto and Preece, who both got into it, with Preece getting spun out by DiBenedetto, who then returned the favor a little while after. Both drivers were warned, but that didn't matter to DiBenedetto, as he retaliated and wrecked Preece this time. iRacing officials, well, they weren't pleased, and they parked DiBenedetto for the remainder of the event. Later on, with 24 laps to go, Daniel Suarez and Garrett Smithley also tangled on the front stretch, both crashing very hard to bring out a caution. Timmy Hill, Parker Kligerman, Landon Castle, and Kyle Busch rounded out the top five, with Timmy Hill continuing his streak of top three finishes in each of the Pro Invitational Series so far. Denny Hamlin, Eric Jones, Dale Jr., Bubba Wallace, and Brad Keselowski rounded out the top 10. The Pro Invitational Series will head to Talladega next weekend, with the race scheduled for Sunday, April 26th. Number 2. Simon Pagenaud goes back-to-back. William Byron wasn't the only one to get back-to-back wins in the world of sim racing this weekend, as the Penske Racing driver got around Will Power with under 10 laps to go to steal the checkered flag at Twin Rig Motegi on Sunday afternoon at the Virtual Japan Circuit. 10 laps to go, Oliver Askew tried to get his lap back, and well, he made contact with Scott McLaughlin and Will Power. McLaughlin got the worst of it when he spun and hit the wall, and was out of contention for the lead. Pagenaud got around Will Power, and with a hard-charging Scott Dixon on his tail, Pagenaud held off the Australian to win his second race in as many races. Next up for the IndyCar guys in their iRacing Challenge, well, that would be Saturday, April 25th at the Circuit of the Americas. Number 3. FrontStretch.com exclusive. MBM lays off all employees. In a FrontStretch.com exclusive interview, our Dustin Albino talked to MBM team owner Carl Long and Long revealed to Albino that in a cost-saving measure, he had to let all of his employees go as he was unable to keep roughly 30 people on the payroll during the NASCAR stoppage due to the coronavirus.
So, hello, it's my guy, Chip. We have a ton of work to do, but we're going to be if I spend everything in the bank account to pay them to work on the cars, we got no money to take the cars to the track. By them shutting us down, you know, it means you can't work on your race cars. It's a non-essential business. Even though we would have money to do stuff like that, you know, it's something to do it, then I'd be in violation of what's going on. I'm pretty easily able to be the one people like to give a fine or throw under the bus, so I don't want to be that guy either.
While Carl Long said most of his team was committed to returning once the schedule resumed and was willing to sign a contract to stay with the group, one employee said he wouldn't have signed the contract even if it had gotten completed prior to the statewide shutdown.
I got one definite that I know is not coming back. And that was just basically the, when we were shut down in Atlanta, I told all of them guys, I said, look, if I take all of the dollars that we've got, and if I go get a loan to make sure that I can take care of your payroll, because at that time you heard there's going to be government loans, if I can take a loan to take care of your payroll, I want you guys to sign a contract with me that says you're going to be here to the end of the season. And not even go to work for another team. Well, I had one guy that was like, well, I've been talking to another team. I don't want to sign it. So I fired him. I'll let him go.
Got it.
You know, because he wouldn't give me a commitment. I'm going to, you know, commit to keeping you guys going the best that we can for whatever. And I need you guys to commit and say you're going to be here all year.
For more on this story, check out the exclusive that Dustin had with his interview with Carl Long on FrontStretch.com right now. Well, that is it for this week's edition of FrontStretch.com's Stock Car Scoop. I'm Brian Nolan. Follow us on Twitter at TheBrianNolan and at Front Stretch, as well as give us a rating and review for the Front Stretch podcast. Dustin Albino, Mike Neff do a fantastic job as always, so give them a rating and review. From all of us here at FrontStretch.com, stay safe, stay healthy, stay home.